Part 4, starting now. The year has been a difficult one for the country as a whole in the field of industrial relations, and this corporation has certainly been no exception. We are one of the largest employers of labour in the private sector, and our problems are accentuated by the fact that we have some 70 plants inherited through acquisition or merger, all of which have different terms and conditions of employment and their own individual customs and practices, some of them dating back over many years. We believe that we have within our corporation some of the best and most appropriate arrangements for joint consultation and cooperation at all levels. We are members of the Engineering Employers Federation, who have well-established negotiating procedures agreed over the years with the respective trade unions. Despite all this, our suppliers and ourselves have been plagued during the year by industrial disputes, many of them unofficial, and many of them over matters of trivial importance. No longer are agreements or procedures followed, and in many instances men walk out at the drop of a hat, very often contrary to the advice of, or without consulting, their own union officials. Some of the problems can undoubtedly be said to be due to inadequate communications, despite the existing arrangements, and strong efforts are being made towards improving this situation. Whatever the cause, the fact remains that in the long run, no one is the gainer in the sort of situation in which we find ourselves today. After allowing for dislocation of production due to management problems and other extraneous factors, it is sad to report that we lost well over 100,000 cars. End of lesson 1.